introduce Allison. You already know her, yeah. But she's going to kind of kick us off officially.
So thank you, everyone, for being here. I know you're busy people, and we're really happy to have you here on the Solid Waste Advisory Committee. We're working with Jacobs, and they're a global engineering and consulting company. They do a variety of environmental projects. The team that will be supporting the development of our integrated solid waste management plan update are individuals that work out of Honolulu, Portland's, and Seattle offices. And then the four core team members are currently working on the final stages of the integrated solid waste management plan for City County Honolulu. So they have really good experience. We have the two technical leads, Lindsay, and then Dan, who you'll be meeting in the next session, or is it the next one? In future meetings.
Yes.
They've worked on a variety of solid waste and sustainable waste plans and projects actually throughout the world. So we're in really good hands here. So I want to kick it off to John.
Thank you, Allison. I want to echo Allison's gratitude for you being here. You folks are all very busy. We want to thank you in advance for your continued involvement in this process. It's very important for us to receive feedback and also for us to communicate the process as we go through it. So again, thank you for allowing us to be a part of, for lack of a better term, the kuleana that we're all here for today. We'll go through a quick introduction for the Jacobs team. I'm John Padre, out of Honolulu. I'm the project manager for the project. Both Lindsay, next.
I'm Lindsay Lopez, and I work out of our Portland, Oregon office. I do solid waste management plans all over the place. So right now I'm doing the city and county of Honolulu one. I'm working in Guam. So I've been doing a lot of island solid waste work, which has been really exciting and interesting. Portland is not an island, so. But we do have some great things going on there, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you all have opportunities for doing with waste and materials management and seeing what we can do moving forward into the future. So thanks for having me here.
Elizabeth?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Schwing. I'm out of our Honolulu office as well. I worked on the City and County Honolulu plan, and both in the technical updates and also supporting some of the meetings like this one, so that would be my role primarily this project as well.
Great.
So maybe, again, as Lindsay had recommended, if you're able to, go around the table, name, current role, and your role in solid waste management, if you want to start from that.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Fred Gall. I'm the general manager at Kauai Coffee. We're very interested in on-farm composting, specifically green waste, how to get materials back in.
Thank you.
I'm the operating partner for Research Recovery Solutions. We work also at Honolulu and Maui County on different solid waste projects, scrap metals, construction conditions.
Hello, good morning. George Costa, general manager at Honolulu Bay Resort, and I represent the Hawaii Lodging Association, the Kauai chapter. Come full circle. I started in the county 10 years ago, actually, with the late mayor, Brian Baptiste, appointed me to the landfill siting committee.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
Thank you.
I'm Howard Green with Gaten Robinson. I'm a project manager with them. And Ian Robinson's a large landowner on the west side of the island, 1,000 acres or so. 330 company homes, so we contribute a lot to the waste stream. One time we were at a landfill site. We've also participated with a number of proposals to the county over the years to waste energy, honor landfill sites, also entertain more developers that I can count coming to us for waste energy projects of all different sorts. most all or all of them just gone nowhere over the years. Most of that happened in the 2006 to 2008 time frame. All went up in flames in 2008 with the economy and everything else. So I've kind of been working on waste energy, solid waste stuff for almost 20 years now. Zero progress on that.
Eli Brainerd, PECCC, we heard asphalt concrete recycling facility, a little demolition work, operate on all the islands, roll off surveys.
Okay.
Yeah. So, kind of right in the waste stream of the main contributor to this.
Okay. Thank you.
Scott Cochi, environmental disposal, waste hauler, and we run the work with the county doing the county recycling program, two different programs, the residential and the commercial side of the county.
Thank you,
Scott. On that, we're construction.
I bring to the table in the South East Street, it's an RHB generator. It's one of the largest generators of different scenarios that the state of the county and the federal government agree on for the aftermath. So,
well, welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Jesse Bromclay, project coordinator at Service Kauai. Right now, focusing on education, and also do get hired to do events. And very interested in infrastructure development from the conversations we'll be having in the room over the next year, and how we can reach all this management we want. Interested in helping schools reduce waste as well as the hotel industry. Excited for it.
Oh, my name is Rick Renault. I'm the solid waste superintendent. I run field operations. I've been with the county 26 years of December. 25 in solid waste. I started from the bottom up, from your labor, your attendant, all the way up to where I am now. I went from truck driver to landfill supervisor to my current position.
Allison Fraley, solid waste programs coordinator. I've worked with the county for 19 years, the first recycling coordinator ever hired, and focus primarily on waste diversion, but I've had the opportunity lately to get more into how we run our operations and what's going on with the landfill and other projects. But my heart is in waste diversion, so I'm really happy that you all are here and excited to get this project going.
Thank you.
Oh, hi, Marty. Lane Osu, Department of Health Office of Solid Waste Management, I'm a planning office. So I guess liaison the county ISW planning process, to set in a senior county in the last year. Thank you for being here.
We forgot to say who was on the plan last time. So Lane was on the plan last time, on the advisory committee. So was I, Scott. Anybody else? We do have a rep from KIUC who couldn't make it today, but KIUC will be in the room as well.
Wonderful.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for the introducing yourselves. We're going to talk about the agenda next, but before we get to that, a few housekeeping items. Most important, restrooms. Out the door, either to the left or to the right, depending on how you're feeling. We will have breaks, or we have one break. So, but there's beverages and snacks, so feel free to go get stuff if you guys are hungry or thirsty. Cell phones, we kindly ask that you please put them on silent, just so we can maintain our schedule and the conversations that we'll be having. Lastly, the meeting is being recorded, so we have a voice recorder and an iPhone recording this. It's not to get anybody in trouble or anything. This is our method of documenting that the meetings are being held, and the process will be, and we'll talk a little bit more about it when we get to the slide, but the meetings will be posted online, and a summary of the meeting will be posted as well. Okay.
One more thing too. So in the effort to go as paperless as possible, we're intentionally not printing out agendas and slides and materials. So hopefully you can, you know, get used to that new rhythm with us, but we feel it's important to, you know, practice what you preach. So if you are looking for the agendas, you know, we're gonna be posting them on our website. We're gonna be posting all of the materials on the website. You can go out there, look at them. If you have questions, Allison is our main point of contact, so you can direct them to her and she'll make sure that our team gets them, so. And then we have the website at the bottom of this. It's just koi.gov /ISWMP. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so for the agenda, we put a time schedule on there. We'll follow it if we need to. It's more so make sure that we don't go over the 3 hours. But in general, the structure of this meeting will be, we'll have an introduction of the Integrated Solid Waste Management Plan, its mission and objectives, the process that we'll be following, and then we'll get a little bit more into the details of the schedule, how you will be involved with respect to reviews of the various drafts that'll come out. And then the last part, we'd really like to just kind of open it up and get identified from all of you key opportunities that you have in mind right now. This isn't the last time that you'll have the opportunity to do so, but and we're hoping that at least for the first hour and a half, it'll start to promote some thoughts that you'll be having as we go through this process. And then at the very end, we'll talk about next steps, action items that you may have, and then for with respect to communications, Allison will be the main point of contact for now for emails or phone calls. And if you want to get more information, updated information as they become available, agendas, meeting recordings, and so forth, there's also the koi.gov /ISWM. Okay? So with that, I'll turn it over to Elizabeth.
I just, one more thing before Elizabeth gets going, sorry. So we just really encourage you to interact. You know, this is not about us up here, you know, blabbing away. This is your island. We are here to listen to you. So the first part of this does talk about just some background and things like that, but I really encourage you, if you want to say something, you don't have to wait until some specified period. This is supposed to be interactive, and it's going to be a lot more productive if we're all participating. And if something comes up, you know, just you can either say it, raise your hand, put your card up, whatever you're comfortable with. We can work out some good methods. But we really encourage you to participate. And then also, as John hinted at, you know, this whole process is really collecting information and building on it at each meeting. So today is the background, the welcome, everybody's getting started on this journey. But we hope that we'll start collecting your thoughts and then just keep on building on them in this progressive nature, so that when we get towards the end, where we put them all together, the plan comes out and you're not gonna be surprised. Like, what are you doing? You know, this is supposed to be something that we collaborate on throughout the process. Sorry.
No, that's great. So I hope everyone got their coffee, because this is the background portion of the presentation. So bear with me while I go through a little bit about the process and what we are looking for from you over the next five meetings. So of background on the ISWMP. A couple of you have done this process before, but basically this is a comprehensive waste plan. So it's looking at everything from source reduction, recycling, composting, disposal, how to reduce waste, how to manage what we have, kind of forward thinking. The term of the plan is 10 years, so that's the main time period we'll be looking at. However, of course, at the end of 10 years, we don't all just stop. So it's important to keep kind of thinking about what the decisions we make now for the next 10 years, how that will affect things when we take a look again a little bit later on. So this will include looking at the local needs here on island for waste management and figuring out what's in place currently, how we can build on that, maybe where some more innovative solutions are needed, and figure out the most effective combined strategy that accounts for the environment and human health, as well as just making sure that we're able to deal with the waste that's coming in. The components of an effective solid waste management strategy account for short-term and long-term goals, and also for how to implement these strategies. We're really looking for things that are feasible, things that, smaller steps that kind of to, even if it's a bigger long-term solution, how can we start with something today and step through the process to actually get to the end result that we're looking for. And that's why we have all of you here as well, to help kind of bridge that gap between where we're hoping to go and where we are now. So this, all of these requirements are based on Hawaii Revised Statutes, Section 342G, which you are welcome to take a look at in your own time, but the kind of key points here are that we have to do this every 10 years, there are interim status reports every 5 years, they're a little bit scaled back just to see where how the progress has been in relation to the strategies identified. It also mandates the creation of this advisory committee to get input from stakeholders and make sure that the plan accounts for the needs of everyone who's working in the solid waste system. It also establishes a structure. So when we look at what chapters are included, a lot of that stuff is straight from the regulation. We need to take a look at certain things like recycling, resource reduction, and also the state review process. So there's some dates that we'll take a look at as we get through the process and review periods. A little bit more background. The ISWMP is a roadmap for managing the county's waste and looks at strategies to reduce landfill waste and recycling and other technologies so that hopefully in the future we're dealing with less waste and better managing the resources. We're looking for input from you during this process to ensure that we're accounting for everything that could affect the solid waste system here. We have one perspective, but we're really hoping that we've created this diverse group of people so that we get all the perspectives to do this. Okay. A little bit of history on the County of Kauai's plan. The last one was done in 2010. And we've got a list of things that were implemented, some things that haven't been implemented that were identified for the last plan, mostly due to funding issues. So we do now have automated refuse collection, a flat fee for refuse service, pay-as-you-throw, commercial landfill restrictions, and plastic bag law. Not implemented but identified last time were a centralized compost facility, a MRF, curbside green waste and recycling, waste energy, household hazardous waste program increase, and market development grants. So as we take a look at where we'll go, we'll kind of take a look back at some of these strategies and see if we can build on the ones that were implemented and maybe review the ones that weren't implemented to see if they still make sense.
So what is the MR?
Materials recovery. Yeah, recovery
facility. Material recovery facilities.
Yes. Yeah.
Sort stuff so that we can do curbside recycling.
So rather than like having just people having to manually pipe, there's usually equipment that's different eddy current separations, lots of different things for different materials.
So we really need that centralized facility to go to curbside recycling, or at least some kind of space to ensure that there's enough ability to process that material once collected. Okay, so the purpose statement that we've developed, and please, if you have any thoughts on this, if you'd like to make it any changes, have any discussion about this, let us know, because this is kind of what's driving our process through the next five advisory committee meetings and then through the public hearing. So it's to develop an ISWMP by the end of 2020 that builds on the basic structure of the county's 2010 ISWMP, addresses current and future needs and opportunities, provides implementable solutions, and meets the requirements of the state regulation.
So does anyone have any thoughts on that so far? We've just seen it pretty good. Yes?
I just have a question. Having just been with the company for 10 years, economic development, and worked on some of these, what are the plans that were done, you know, the MRF and all of that? Are we starting all over again, or?
Yeah, the MRF, just we did some progress, we made some progress on it. We selected a site, we did an environmental assessment. The site was near the airport at the Fire Resource Center, so the airport pushed back on the site after the EA process. And then another thing that was a concern by the administration at the time was the cost of collection and cards and infrastructure to really get that going. And then the MRF itself, the price tag was about $10 million. So those were costs that at the time were seen as too high to start the project. I don't know what the climate is now. We have a new administration and we have this planning process to vet this.
So what was the pushback from the airports on the location of the MRF?
I think they want that space to not be occupied by others. I mean, that's what I hear. They said that there was a problem with birds, but we have a transfer station right there. And, you know, this would be a fully enclosed facility, so it wasn't really, that wasn't a valid concern.
Is it dirty?
No. Yeah, it's a clean mark, so. Maybe it isn't the ideal spot. Maybe we need to re-site it.
Right, so there is federal regulations with solid waste facilities, as you probably know, and how close they can be, but one of the things is being enclosed, and so with the
MRF is exempt.
Right, yeah. Proper planning, you can get around those things, so it's not just like, no way, you can't do it. Yeah.
Did that answer your question, Jordan?
So one of the other things we heard is from the last plan is that, you know, because there were so many things that couldn't be implemented, we really want to focus on finding environmentally, you know, conscious solutions that are implementable. So while we definitely want the bigger ideas out there still so that we can keep pushing towards them, we have to also identify things that are going to work for you so that you're not just checking the box that you wrote a plan and then you put it on the shelf for 5 years till you do an update and then do the next one at the 10-year mark. So this plan is going to be as useful as it is implementable. So we are looking for, you know, when you say, Howard, you said you haven't seen much change in the last, 20 years? You know, what are the barriers? What do you think is holding back some of that change? You know?
Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah.
There has been some progress.
Yeah.
As you show what was implemented, but the things that weren't implemented,
there's a lot
big
yeah.
ticket items.
Right.
It's like we just kicked the can down the road and decided to find a new landfill site. We're not doing, you know, big zero waste activities like we should be, or you know, progressive like I see California and Portland with all their different bins. Throw the wrong thing in the bin, some guy comes over there and finds
it. Right, you take it.
So, it's like, you know, we can just be doing a lot more here.
Okay.
Well, similar to what Allison just mentioned, I think the important thing I want to do is there budgeting set aside for the goals to actually get something done?
So, speaking of the MRF particularly?
No, in general, because you know, you mentioned the lack of infrastructure.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of projection as to what the company can afford?
I think what comes out of this process will go in, if there is infrastructure needs, will go into a CIP, into our CIP budget. So right now, we're spending a lot of money on landfill. That's where our CIP funding is. And we have state grants to improve the transfer stations and to work on infrastructure for solid waste management. Particular disposal, I mean, in particular, but for the diversion aspects that we don't have funding set aside yet, but it's not to say that there couldn't be funding set aside.
So one of the elements that are mandated as part of this plan is there is a funding element, and so for every
option that we identify and the implementation plan that ultimately gets put together at the end of it, there is money tied to that and like a phased process, you know, schedule. And so that will be part of this process, is putting that together. But also part of it is trying to figure out what is going to be acceptable. So we've started meeting with various parties within the city or the county, the city, to gather some of that information and see what the appetite is for those kinds of changes. So that is important, you're right. It's how do you identify something that's implementable if you don't know what the right price tag is?
And that's usually the problem with companies. You do a lot of studies, but if there is no funding for it, like you said, it's going to go on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yes, George?
So along those lines, besides the MRF, you know, the landfill set, I know we're running out of time with Keka, and that's why the landfill site was important to get going. And I believe we started having funding, but it sounds like that's all reset, start again, or
Currently, we're about hoping in December we just did an expansion that should buy us 7 to 9 years.
Keka.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Well,
7 to 9 years, it's going to take 8 to 10 to site the ruin, so when does the ruin get sited? Well, I mean, because that's been on our agenda for 20 years.
Yeah, right? It has been on the agenda for 20 years, and it's always 7 years out, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice for you to get a 7 to 9 year lifetime, but one hurricane killed that lifetime of it. You know, that's what you're going to do. How close are you to citing? I mean, I think it's one of the most important
things
for us here,
besides
the
expansion.
Yeah.
We have a site.
We have a site. Well, there's the Ma'ala site. And I was working on it. Yes.
Okay, so that is still...
Yeah.
Still right now, the official designated site.
What was the site?
So the next SWAC meeting actually is all about background and existing conditions, and so that's that meeting we're going to spend a lot of time talking about, you know, where is the landfill out? What is the potential site for the new one? What other? Where are transfer stations? Are there changes that they need there? What kind of programs do we have? So we'll be talking a lot more about that as we get into the next meeting as well. So it sounds like for this purpose statement, maybe we need to build something into it that specifically talks about maybe economically feasible or something to do with funding. So it's,
yeah. So. And then I know that the topic says end 2020, but We're going to push it to 2021.
Yeah.
Maybe not the end, but mid-2021.
Okay. Any other changes to that purpose statement?
All right. Before we switch to the next slide.
Sorry.
We do have this little graphic up here about the waste hierarchy, and it just highlights that we're looking first at waste prevention, reuse, then recycling, then other recovery and disposal is the one at the bottom. So while it's still important to, like, especially with where the current landfill is, it's really important to think about what where the next landfill is going to be. We also want to focus on solutions that would decrease the amount of waste that needs to go in there, and then you know, obviously not in the next 7 years, no landfill, but hopefully maybe the next landfill you site is the last landfill or something like that. So just kind of keep that in mind as we go, that we're trying to figure out how we can decrease the waste stream overall first.
Great.
Okay. So this part discusses the role of the advisory committee, and this is what we're really asking you to do as part of this process. So per the regulation, the county advisory committee shall review the plan during its preparation, make suggestions, and propose any changes it believes are appropriate. And how that's going to look is that you'll attend these five AC meetings that we've identified. We'll have a schedule a little bit further down in the presentation. You'll receive material for review 1 week prior to each workshop via email. There aren't that many of the meetings that will require a lot of advanced preparation. It's mostly coming and being willing to participate in the discussion and have your ideas. I mean, all of you have a lot of long experience. I'm sure you already have all the information that a lot of the information that you need to have those discussions. So there will be one meeting where we have the draft plan available for your review, and that will take a little bit more upfront time. But other than that, it should be pretty much at the meetings. So be prepared to discuss your comments and suggestions. We really appreciate your time here and want to just take advantage of everyone's time as much as possible. So also, we will incorporate your feedback into the draft plan and make that available for review in advance of the final meeting, so that way we can refine it. And that's kind of the idea. We start with a variety of ideas, everyone's perspectives, things that we tried last time, and then from there kind of hone in on the ideas that are going to be feasible and make the most impact over the next couple of meetings. Here's a nice list of things to expect. Part of your job description as a member of the SWAC. One of the biggest things, the county and the mayor have identified each of you as having a valuable perspective here. So we're really looking for your feedback. Everyone's perspective is equally valid here. We really want to hear your ideas, have some good discussion, good respectful discussion. First thing we ask is that you attend all the meetings if you're able. I mean, I understand sometimes the scheduling conflict, so if that's the case, just please let Allison know ahead of time. But we really appreciate you attending as many as possible so that we don't have to go back and re-go over things. Please contribute your ideas. A lot of you have been, some of you have been through this process, or a lot of you have had some experience kind of with making changes over time, so we really are looking for that feedback, as well as engaging with other members of the SWAC. Let's see, maybe this kind of covers the same information. We're just really looking for the best possible feedback and all of the perspectives so that the plan is really a comprehensive reflection of what would make the most sense here in Hawaii. Okay, and we do encourage you, if you've got others outside of the SWAC, to gather their thoughts and their opinions and bring them here. Be sensitive a little bit about, everyone should feel free to speak up here and note their opinions will be respected, but also feel free to gather opinions and bring them to the table too, if you have others who you think would have good contributions to this process. All right, I think that covers it. The Hawaii Sunshine Law, the basic premise of this is that meetings be transparent and governmental processes be open to the public. So that's why we're doing some things like recording this meeting and posting online meeting minutes. There are a couple of other requirements to obey this law, which include making the meetings open to the public. So that's why we've got this public comment agenda item at the very end. Nobody's here who's not on the Slack today, but if there were, we would give them the floor for a little while just to make sure that their opinions are heard. One of the components of this is that you as SWAC members are not able to discuss SWAC, like official SWAC items with each other in small groups outside of the meeting, and the idea for that is just that way, groups don't sort of make back table deals and not with the discussion that the whole group is not privy to. You're allowed to discuss this with anyone who's not on the SWAC. And of course, you all still interact with business and other social spaces. So you don't have to stop doing that. Just try to keep all the discussion, the relevant discussion here in this room over the course of the meetings. And also, we're required to post the agenda that lets the public know ahead of time what we're planning to discuss so that they can show up if they're interested in that, which is why we're not allowed to deviate from the agenda. However, our agenda should be comprehensive and cover everything that we want to discuss as part of this talk. Again, if you'd like to do some additional research, please feel free.
Having trouble sleeping at night?
Yes. All right, so does anyone have anything additional on the background, the plan purpose, the role of the advisory committee, what we're asking you to do before we move on? Yes?
I just have a comment. Aha moment just came. Yes. I went to school in Oregon in 1972 and I learned about recycling. came home and I started preaching to all my friends and they thought I was crazy. I think that's where it starts, just changing the mindset. You know, we live on the Garden Island, everybody loves the island, but I don't know, man, I think are we still up to speed on what we need to do with our solid ways?
We were having that discussion yesterday, and it's the social influence is really one of the drivers of change around some of this stuff. It's like, if the people that you respect around you and you care about are kind of giving you a little bit of a hard time about it, then that's really what makes people start making changes in their life. So yeah, that's really valuable.
Yeah,
perceptive insight here.
Changing behaviors starts with you doing it and then working on influencing other people too. So
yeah. Anybody else before maybe schedule? Okay. So this is what we've come up with so far for the Solid Waste Advisory Committee schedule. It also includes a presentation to County Council and the Mayor's team and the public hearing at the end. But we've got this original kickoff chartering meeting today, October 15th. Next up, we'll review the existing conditions. So in the meantime, our team will be working to start with the 2010 plan and make sure that we've captured all of the changes to the system since that time so that when we give you that material in the next meeting, it'll be up to date and we can talk from there. The one following that will be sort of an open discussion of where we could go. Now that we understand what the system is like now, where do we want the system to go? What are some opportunities? What are some options? It's a little bit more freeform. We'll have plenty of time to cut that down later. So this is the time for your big ideas. You know, see if they're feasible, have the discussion now. And then when we get to the fourth SWAC meeting in February of 2020, we'll look at narrowing down that list of options to what are we really going to focus on, what will have a big impact, what would be feasible, where are we going to go with this. And we'll take all of that feedback that we've received in the first few SWAC meetings and actually update the full plan and have that available prior to the July meeting next year, where we'll present you the draft ISO the update, give you that ahead of time, have a chance to look that over, and then come with additional refining suggestions now that you've had a chance to see what we've pulled together from all the discussion. So at that time, that's also when we'll present the draft plan to County Council and the Mayor and incorporate their feedback along with your feedback and come up with a public hearing draft and present that to the public in February 2021. That meeting, you're not required to attend. You're welcome to attend. If you so choose. But really, the first five is when we will be looking for your participation. So yeah, please let us know if any of these don't work. A lot of them are pretty far out, so if we have a lot of people who aren't even willing to make some adjustments.
And that schedule was sent in your invitation. You're welcome to send an alternate from your organization if that works for you, if you can't attend the meeting. And just regarding the meeting room, so this room is actually twice as big, but we thought we could all fit in here, so let me know if this is too tight for you. We can always expand in future meetings to the whole room. And then just the next meeting, I'll remind you beforehand, but the next meeting in December is going to be upstairs because this wasn't available. So just so you know, that will be moving just that one time, and then the rest of the meetings will be in this building.
All right. Thank you. Any initial comments on the schedule? All right. Well, great. Then we are heading into break time. So thank you, everyone, for your attention thus far.
Show up, maybe take about 15-minute break and come at the top of the hour back, and we'll continue with some of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I know,
the clock's wrong.
Yeah, don't come with that clock. Follow your own clock.
Okay.
It's a quarter till right now, just so you know.